This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In the Montana legislature, Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee walked out in protest over abortion rhetoric in public hearings. The mention of Satanists was the final straw for Senator Jen Gross, Democrat of Billings, during last Tuesday morning's hearings on conservative abortion proposals. Senator Gross said, "I don't understand how Satanism is relevant to this bill or this discussion today." Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Keith Regeer, Republican of Kalispell, responded, "Let's find out." A Republican on the committee asked about the religious rights of Satanists and if they consider the right to an abortion part of their religious beliefs. That exchange was during a hearing for a bill from House Speaker Matt Regeer, Republican of Kalispell, that would restrict access to surgical abortions. The two bills discussed later in the hearing were sponsored by Republican Representative Lola Sheldon Galloway of Great Falls on a 24-week abortion ban and additional reporting to the state from providers who dispense abortion pills. Abortion remains legal in Montana under the state Supreme Court decision Armstrong v. State, which found that medical decisions are protected in Montana's constitutional right to privacy. Prior to the question on Satanism, Senator Gross made objections to terms like barbaric being associated with abortion during proponent testimony and asked that those testifying stick to the contents of the bill. Chairman Regeer, a conservative right-wing Republican, told Senator Gross that she had been interrupting a lot of people. In response to the Satanist question, and with the chairman refusing to stop the inflammatory rhetoric, Senator Gross got up to leave, saying, "I'm going to recommend that the minority not participate in the remainder of this discussion if we're going to Satanism," she said. The three other Democrats on the committee, as well as Senate Minority Leader Pat Flowers, Democrat of Belgrade, joined Senator Gross. Before joining fellow Democrats, Senator Andrea Olson of Missoula said that although the bill's content was inflammatory, the committee should not use language intended to inflame debate. The Church of Satan has sued states with anti-abortion laws, including Idaho and Indiana, claiming the ban infringes on the right for members seeking an abortion ritual, therefore infringing on their religious rights. After Democrats left the room and following the closing on Speaker Regeer's bill, Minority Leader Flowers requested a brief recess and legislators met in Senator Regeer's office. Democratic Senator Susan Weber of Browning said the rhetoric in the hearing was cruel to all these people that are out there listening. Chairman Regeer said the inflammatory rhetoric was coming from both sides. He said Senator Shannon O'Brien, Democrat of Missoula, went off of the bill when she spoke in opposition. Senator O'Brien had testified, "If I were a person who had had an abortion, I would hear, 'You are a murderer,'" O'Brien said, "and not only are you a murderer, you dismember and you cut these things apart." Regeer asked if that was true. "I don't believe it's true. Clearly you do," O'Brien responded. O'Brien said she would like to see an environment where all opinions are respected. Senate Democratic Minority Leader Pat Flowers said he attributed the reaction from the caucus to a feeling that Chairman Regeer's judgment had not been fair to both parties. Flowers said, "I think your responsibility as chairman, what we all expect, is it to be even-handed for all witnesses, and no matter whether objections are coming from Republicans or Democrats, that you handle them fairly and similarly," Flowers said. Following the meeting, both Republicans and Democrats resumed the hearings for abortion ban bills. Looking for a job? If you like wildlife and don't mind dealing with, quote, problem animals, then you could work as a bear hugger. The New Mexico Department of Fish and Game is hiring a so-called bear hugger that has the courage to crawl into a bear den. The department posted the job opening for conservation officers, saying that viable applicants must have the ability to hike in strenuous conditions, crawl into bear dens, and trust that their co-workers will keep them safe. The New Mexico Department of Fish and Game calls it the experience of a lifetime. While the department advertised the job as a bear hugger who may have to crawl into bear dens, they said that is just one example of what conservation officers have done in the past. The department also wrote, "P.S. We do not recommend crawling into bear dens." The post added, "P.P.S. Don't feed the bears."
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.